Hello, this is Cliff Dolbert from the Growmark Corporate Communications team. Today I'm joined by two recruiters, not just from Growmark. So I'm going to have them introduce themselves for this special Mama podcast.
Thank you, Cliff. My name is Kayla Tobias, and I am the Member and Student Recruiting Manager at Growmark. So I oversee all of our student recruiting activities, and I assist our members with any recruitment that they do at their companies. And we're just really excited to get started on these podcasts. I'll let Clayton introduce himself, and then I will tell you a little bit about what's in store for you guys with podcasts over the next 6 months.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for having me in the office. This is great to be here. My name is Clayton Michael Butler. I'm the campus recruiting lead for AgriLiant Genetics and our brands, AgriGold and LG Seeds. So I work with our internship programs and then our recruitment strategy. So excited to be here and glad to be a part of this.
Yeah, Clayton, tell us a little bit overview of what we're going to hear in today's podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. So today we want to focus on setting you up and preparing you for the career fair season. So as we all know, it looks a little bit different this year with a virtual setting. So that comes with some challenges, but some opportunity too. So really what Kayla and I want to talk about is how you can maximize your success when you're talking to a recruiter in this virtual setting with a pretty limited amount of time.
Well, I think this is going to be helpful for a lot of students. Before we dive in today, though, Kayla, you mentioned that this is the first of how many podcasts?
Yes, thanks, Cliff. We have teamed up AgriLiant and Growmark to offer a series of 6 podcasts covering a variety of topics for students regarding all sorts of topics, sales, marketing themselves, how to navigate career fairs, and a bunch of other things for you. So we're really excited. Hope you tune in for all 6.
Great. Well, let's get right into it. First question, Clayton, we're going to go to you. What can students expect from recruiters and employers when it comes to virtual recruitment this year?
Yeah, absolutely. So as we mentioned a little bit earlier, it's going to look pretty different than it has in the past. So you're not going to be standing there face to face talking to several people from the organization. And I'll speak the way that I know it's going to handle for AgriLiant and some of the schools that Kayla and I are both going to. So basically, what students can expect is pre-registration for a career fair. They're going to sign up for a 10 to 15 minute time slot, and they're going to sign up for one of our recruiting team members at that. So for example, we typically have 2 to 4, depending on the school and just the size of the expected career fair. So students will go ahead and register for a 10 to 15 minute time slot. So not a lot of time well in advance, but when we get on, we'll be in a face-to-face virtual setting. So we'll have our cameras on talking through the opportunities that what you're interested in. And really from there, it's going to be just a standard, give your elevator pitch, talk about your resume, your qualifications, what role you're interested in. Very similar to what we would in a normal role or a normal year, but it's just going to be much more fast paced. Because I think back to when I was working at the schools last year, typically we spent probably more 10 to 20 minutes with students talking about what they've done in college, what organizations they are involved in, other experiences that they've had, really where they want to go with their career and what brings them to either Growmark or AgriLiant. So we're going to be much more fast paced, but I think it'll make it just more interesting overall. And hopefully it'll give students a good advantage to really showcase their high level, what they want to do, as well as what they're going to bring to the organization very quickly and very, hopefully, passionately.
Will it be similar to what students could expect when they apply at Growmark?
Yes, absolutely. So just as Clayton said, it's going to be very similar to AgriLiant. So Growmark will have a few recruiters at each career fair where you can choose your time slot with that recruiter. And really, we're going to talk a little bit deeper about it today, but about making the most of those few minutes that you have with us. What I think, though, is really exciting is that, yes, this is different, and this is something that none of us have really navigated before. So we're all in this together in terms of navigating the virtual world and career fairs. And we understand that things happen and, technology doesn't always work. And so we hope that you bear with us just as much as we can with you as well. But something else I wanted to mention is that outside of career fairs, there are other opportunities for interactions and networking with recruiters at different companies, not just our companies. So make sure that if a recruiter or an employee from a company is out or take some time to talk to your classrooms or to any registered student organizations that you're a part of, that you take some extra time to talk with them, because you're not going to get as many opportunities to do so face to face, especially, but even virtually, where your time is a little bit more limited. So definitely a tip I want to throw out there is that if there are any other events or ways that you can talk to recruiters, please do that as well.
Yeah, for sure. Right. I mean, it's an unusual environment for everyone. So let's make the most of it. Now, I heard both of you mention that, you know, students are signing up for 10-minute time slots to talk with a recruiter. So what tips, best practices do you share with students to help them make the most of that 10-minute virtual recruiting process, Kayla?
Yes. So that 10 minutes is very important. So one of the things I would say is to be prepared. So obviously, you know, because you RSVP'd for the company that you're talking to. So I 100% expect every student to come prepared, knowing what the company that they signed up for does, knowing the types of internship opportunities or full-time opportunities that that company has, and then being prepared with questions. Doing it this way really lets you prepare a little bit more even than you have in the past, just by knowing and having a plan of what time you're talking to what company. So we definitely expect preparedness, but also not just with the questions and the interactions, but be prepared to talk about yourself. So it's the same thing as we would say in-person events and networking opportunities, is be prepared to give your elevator pitch and spend that at least 30 seconds to a minute to be able to explain why, you know, your experiences, why you would be a great candidate for any position at the company, and be able to explain that a little bit further to the recruiter when they ask you questions as well. So those are a few things. And if you want to add anything, Clayton.
Yeah, I think you really hit the nail on the head. Preparation is going to be key. That's going to be the biggest determinant of your success at a career fair. And I would build off of that preparation. It's not just, you know, identifying why you want to work for an organization, what that role is with that organization, but really what it is attracting you to that specific position. Take the time, do some self-reflection, focus on building out and preparing that elevator pitch, because it is going to be a very crucial, a quick way to sell yourself. Also thinking through kind of your resume, thinking through those questions, like Kayla mentioned, there's not going to be a lot of time for just that small talk or those very generic questions. It's very strategic, targeted. The thing that you want to walk away with, right, is just the same as any sales call you'd go on. You have an objective, you have an outcome that you want to accomplish. So make sure that you have that pre-identified, whether that be, okay, I want to get an interview, or I want to set up another meeting outside of this 10 minutes time slot, because I want to learn more about the company. I want to learn more about the specific position. So figure out what you want to accomplish with that 10 minutes and go in there very clearly articulating that, and just be very precise and to the point in sharing that.
I will also throw in something else that goes hand in hand with preparation, is not just having yourself prepared, but also being early enough to the game that you actually get to RSVP for a company. There's only these 10-minute time slots. That means we can't talk to any more students at the career fair than the time allows us. So if you don't get out and RSVP sooner than later, you might be out of luck to talk to the campus recruiter at the event that's set that way. So just utilize your time wisely and understand that it is important to continue those conversations with recruiters, even if it's not in person.
You both talked about preparation. So Kayla, you specifically mentioned knowing about the company. How do you suggest students best learn about the companies that they're going to interact with?
The first thing that I would do is go to their website, learn a little bit more about them, what the mission and vision of the organization are. You also want to make sure that that matches the things that you believe in and the career path that you want to go down. So there is that self-reflection piece on there when you're researching companies, but even look at their corporate responsibility pages and their culture pages on their website, because those can tell you a lot about an organization. And I would love nothing more than a student to ask me some questions about those things. But even more so, our LinkedIn pages, our LinkedIn company page has a lot of great articles that are shared, our Facebook pages. There's just a lot of great information. I've been super impressed with students that can say, hey, I was reading the article that was shared last week about so-and-so and have a question prepared for me, or say that was really important to me because of XYZ. So those are just a few ways to prepare, but at the very, very least, understand what the company does.
For sure. Clayton, you talked about the questions that they need to be prepared with. Give us some examples of what you think good questions students should be asking.
So really what we want to make sure is, so you've identified in the pre-work why you want this opportunity, why you want to work for the organization, what really clicks. So as you start thinking through, what is it that the company is looking for? So you start asking, you know, what qualifications specifically are you looking for within this position that is outside, because you've already reviewed the job description, right? You've already applied online, you've done that pre-work, but what else is it that is going to be their biggest, the biggest attribute that they're looking to hire for? Because if you can identify really what it is that motivates them to hire a candidate for this position, then you can specifically address it. So if they say, you know, we really want somebody with passion, which is a huge thing for me as a recruiter. We want somebody that's passionate to help farmers grow. And if you can build on that, if you ask, so if you were to come up, ask me, hey, what is it that really is going to make you hire somebody today? And I'll tell you, if you share that passion, if you can clearly put it out there, and I can pick up on it, then yes, that is the big motivator, because then that gives you something tangible to respond to. You say, well, I'm so glad that you said that because I absolutely love it. I'm so excited to help farmers grow. I love the agricultural industry, so on and so forth. So if you can identify basically their hiring motives, that is a big thing. And you know, to Kayla's point, ask those really good strategic questions. So I remember it doesn't happen very often, but some students that just spend a lot of time, they do a lot of the research and they'll ask you a question. So I remember last year when I was talking to a student, they asked me about this new drone phenotyping technology that we purchased a week ago. And I had no clue about it. It totally stumped me. But I remember that candidate. It's those types of questions that are very strategic, that are very different. That is going to be really something that makes you stand out and elevates you above everybody else.
Yeah, those are some great examples, right, of being strategic. Now, unfortunately, you probably can both share some bad examples as well. So Kayla, give us a few examples. Maybe what are some things that you hear a lot, some bad examples that, you know, that you hear a lot from students?
Well, my biggest pet peeve, and this is because I've been doing this for 5 years, my biggest pet peeve is when someone comes up to you or someone logs into a virtual event and they say, so what do you do here? Or what does your company do? That's just like a recruiter's nightmare. So that goes into the preparation piece. Outside of the questions, I will add this on of just things like not to do. I don't know if we're going to get there, Cliff, but I'm going to mention it anyway. Of things not to do in a virtual setting, it doesn't mean that you can only get like half dressed. You still need to get fully dressed. Something actually happened the other day. One of our recruiters was on a career fair recently, and he was telling me the first thing he said to me whenever he got done with the fair, and I was asking, like, how did it go? Like, what was your takeaways? He was like, well, someone got up and showed me that they had shorts on the bottom and like a tie and everything nice on the top. And it's like, yes, that's fine, but like, I don't need to know that. You know, it's like, get dressed just in case something happens. You know, you definitely want to do that. So that is something that happened already once this year, and I can only imagine it happening a lot more times.
I would say this is probably going to be the biggest challenge for this year. And this is what I share with my team a lot is, you know, we understand the students are kind of demoralized. It's been a tough 2 semesters, right? Everybody got sent home last spring. This fall is not going as well as we had hoped. We're making it through in a lot of situations, but a lot of virtual classes. If you don't show up with some energy and some motivation and show that you actually want to be here, that is going to be a big turnoff, and it's going to get your conversation is going to be very disengaged very quickly. So I think, you know, as recruiters, we're going to show up with as much energy, as much excitement as we can, but if you feed off of each other, right? So if you're just completely like, I know I've got to get a job for this summer, got to get an internship, and you're just kind of going through the motions, we're going to be able to see that. And it's going to be very, very visible this year. And so I say, if you really want to separate yourself apart from everybody, make sure that you show up high energy, take a couple shots of espresso, be ready to roll. and just be prepared. But I'll say that is going to be one of the biggest things that can just crush opportunity this fall.
I would agree with that too. And just that the students now, they're in just such a unique position that it's going to be harder. It just flat out is going to be harder for students to find the right positions for them because their opportunities are a little fewer and far between. And not being on campus in all situations, that doesn't necessarily help them at all. But, you know, to Clayton's point, it's the people that show up that are ready and they're ready to put in the work and they're ready to find a job and for the right reasons, not just because they have to, but because they want to and they're excited. That definitely will set them apart. We understand as recruiters, it's totally different for us. And there's a lot of challenges that go into it for us to find people because that's our job is to find students that are energized and are ready to go and ready to work and start their careers. So we understand it can be very frustrating, but definitely come to the table with have your breakfast, have your coffee, like do whatever you need to do and be ready to go.
Yeah, those are great tips. And you know, I'm thinking about the students who are going to be signing up for these 10 to 15 minute sessions back to back. You know, they're probably going to be some that stand out pretty easily because they're at the beginning of the day. They're going to be some that stand out because they're at the end of the day. For all those that are in the middle, right, who that's just the slot that they were given, how do they set themselves apart? You know, what's one, two things, maybe three things that they can do to help them stand apart from the rest of the crowd?
One thing I would say is it's the same thing with just the middle of a career fair in person is that you want to be showcasing something unique about you or something that the recruiter is going to remember. So whether that's you're finding common ground with the recruiter and things that you maybe have in common, or you've asked a couple questions of them about what they like about their job and how you're interested in whatever it is, you know, those are some things that you can do to set yourself apart that I honestly remember those students that are, you know, I just remember some students in the past couple of years that I'm just like, oh, you're the one that we talked about this. I'm not the best with names. I'm like pretty good with names, but if I don't remember your name, I'll remember our conversation. So, that's really important, the most important to me because I can get to know you throughout time. But if I remember you because of something that you mentioned or something we have in common, that's really important.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. It's how are you different than everybody else that's coming and talking to me today? So you find everybody has unique attributes that they bring to the table. It's your responsibility to self-identify, figure out what those are and how they relate to the organization. So we talked about that pre-work. It kind of goes back to that, thinking through that. And I'll throw this out there. For those of you that have heard of Simon Sinek, I'm a big Simon Sinek fan. Understanding your why. Like, why is it that you want to do what you came to talk to us today? And if you have that passion, you show that excitement, you have a very clear path of how this is going to affect you, how it's going to affect the organization in a positive way, those are remembered. I mean, to Kayla's point, you remember the people that you really connect with and that showcase their differences. If you're just saying the same thing that everybody else is, you get lost in the crowd pretty easily. So figuring out how you differentiate yourself and the value you bring to the organization and what the organization can do to bring value to you too. I mean, it's a two-way street. It's not just how you affect the company, but how can we help you build and help you grow professionally?
That's a good point. And something else I will add is that it's different this year because we are virtual. So I'm not going to be able to necessarily, you're not going to be able to shake my hand and hand me your resume and do all of that. Although we will have access to your resumes, it's really important to be able to call out a few of those really important things and call them out to the recruiter and say, you know, on my resume, you'll notice I have been the president of Sigma Alpha for 2 years, and I'm really proud of that accomplishment. I'm excited for where that is going to take me to the next step. At Growmark in our internship programs, we look for leadership responsibilities and people that showcase those skills because we want to hire future leaders. And so that's something that I would hope that a student would either A, mention in their elevator pitch or their like introduction to me and say, hey, I want to call this out and show you that I've been a part of this. And that's a really great experience because of XYZ. Or say during the conversation, say, you'll notice on my resume, if you have it with you, that I was the president of Sigma Alpha, or I was the leader of this group this group in this class or something, and I really listened to my peers and got us to the finish line. You know, those are the types of things that, although they seem like everyone would be telling us those things, that's one of the things that I actually don't hear that much of on campus and even in person, is the leadership responsibilities. It's mostly experience, which I think is great and is definitely relevant and important. But if you can call out some of those things, I think that's really great too.
So I'm curious too, right? You're talking about connecting virtually, you know, having to submit resumes. Are cover letters still important, right? Like, we're talking about connecting virtually. Is it still worth doing? Do students still need to do cover letters?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a necessity, but by all means, you want to separate yourself. This is a heck of a way to separate yourself. It's amazing the number of people that actually take the time to write a customized letter, a cover letter to an employer for a specific position. There's not very many. I can count on a single hand how many I've gotten. So if you really take the time to look at the job description, make sure that you are writing it first to the right person, whether that be the recruiter or the hiring manager for that position, addressing it to them, clearly stating why you're interested in this role, how you're uniquely qualified, and the benefit that you think that you're going to provide the company, and what you hope to get out of this position. If you can take the time to do that, it's going to go a long, long way.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Although it's not 100% necessary and we're not reading every single cover letter, what our philosophy here is with the intern recruiting at GrowMark is that, you know, you're applying online to our positions. So, you know, we don't necessarily, and even more so this year, have the opportunity to have met you before you apply. And so that's just one additional thing and one additional way that can help you stand out from the person that's goes to the same school, has the same major as you, and maybe has the same amount of experience as you. So if you have a cover letter, I mean, that might be the thing that says, oh, this person really wants to work here. They put that extra effort in. And you're really, I mean, students are competing with thousands and thousands of other students for the same roles. So I do think that if you have something that you're proud of and have written it and spent, put the time into it, then definitely put it with your application.
I'm also curious then, you know, you kind of mentioned this, Clayton, when this virtual experience is over, you don't have the opportunity to shake hands, right, and to say thank you and do all that. What should students be doing at the conclusion of their 10-15 minute session, right? Once it's over and they've left that meeting, what should their next steps be with you?
Same as it always is, definitely follow up with an email that says thanks for your time. Or a LinkedIn connection message if you have LinkedIn. If you don't, please do get on LinkedIn, but that's for another podcast maybe. I always appreciate those messages that are personalized that say thank you. I really valued our conversation and the time that we spoke about so-and-so internship position or full-time position at so-and-so company. You know, I appreciate those that then help me remember exactly who they are, exactly how much they want the job. So definitely a follow-up with a thank you email. Our email addresses and contact information will literally be right at your fingertips this year, so there's no reason not to do it. Why wait till you get back to your dorm or whatever, like we've heard in the past? Just do it right then and there. Send a message so you don't forget and so that we know that you're really interested.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that follow-up email is crucial. I think there's no reason why you wouldn't add somebody on LinkedIn. Because here's the thing. Look, even if you don't get the position this year, that's a connection that you have for next year. You know exactly who to reach out to ahead of time to set yourself apart from the crowd. You can continue to build that relationship. Use them as a resource. I mean, I love when students reach out to me saying, hey, I know I didn't get the position this year. What can I do to prepare myself to get this opportunity next year? Because then you're really getting it right there. Hey, here's your blueprint for success. So if you can make those connections, continue to foster that relationship, I think that's huge. And, you know, to follow up on the email, not very many people do written letters anymore. I literally, my wall at the office has every single written letter or thank you card that I've gotten from a student. They are very memorable. And those, that's the nice thing about the email, the thank you card, is your resume gets a second look. I mean, we go back because we're like, oh, hey, all right, remind me who this was. And then it's, yes, that may just push you over the edge. So very useful, very valuable. Make sure that you're continuing to foster that relationship too.
You know, I think this has been great advice from both of you. Any closing comments, last words that you want to, any last insight that you want to provide to students on marketing themselves in this virtual environment?
Yeah, I will add a couple last things. First of all, while we're on the social media topic, definitely be on LinkedIn if you're not, but make sure that it's up to date and that you've, you know, got the most recent information there on it. Your LinkedIn profile is an extension of your resume, an extension of your professional brand. So make sure that it does reflect what you want it to reflect, is the first thing. And then the second thing that I would say is just that we're really excited. I know that my team is really excited to tackle this and to do these virtual events, but also to get to meet you hopefully in person someday. Like, we're excited and we're looking forward to the opportunity to do that. But in the meantime, we just want to make the most of these experiences. If you don't get enough of us in the 10 minutes that you have with us or in the short amount of time that we have together, then please send an email, make time with us to talk a little bit more. If you didn't get to everything that you wanted to get or our conversation got cut short for any reason, please do that, because we are all ears and would love to hear from you too.
Yeah, that's a great point. And that's another thing, is maybe that you're not connected to everybody on the recruiting team. So I think about AgriLiant, you know, we have a representative from AgriGold, from LG, from production, from research that specifically talk about each one of those roles. And so as you talk to them and you're interested in another one, make sure that you're following up and figuring out, okay, who else can I talk to? So if you reach out to myself, we can talk about any of the opportunities. We can talk about our Seed Academy program, those types of things. Make sure you're following up that. But I will say the one thing that I will walk away from is COVID is not an excuse. All too often we want to use it as, well, COVID happened, it's just not possible. It's not an excuse. That's for Kayla and myself. We're going to show up absolute best that we can, no matter what the situation, and the expectation is the same for all the students that we talk to. So that is one thing that keep in the back of your mind, because it is going to impact your success this fall.
I want to add one more thing just about our internships. I'm so sorry. Just so everyone knows too, I wanted to put a plug in there for the GrowMark internships and the opportunities that we have available. So GrowMark and FS, we hire at least 80 interns each year throughout all of our territory. So that's Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, Missouri, Ohio, the East Coast, and Canada. So there are a lot of great opportunities available in agronomy operations, energy operations, grain, just agronomy, sales, seed sales, you know, all across the board. So we are looking forward to talking to any and all students with any backgrounds and majors, and are just excited to do so.
I guess I get to put a plug in too, huh? So for AgriLiant, we have what's called the Seed Academy program. It's a 3-phase learning journey. So we hire everybody from a freshman all the way through their post-collegiate career. So really what we focus on is opportunities for freshmen and sophomore in sales to understand the ag business, understand the sales. Then we have our junior focused internships are really focused on doing rather than learning. So executing, territory management, those types of things. So we have sales, production, and a research. So we do a 6-month research co-op. So you can learn a lot about research. And then we have our full-time development associate programs in sales, research, and production again. So those are a year long, preparing you to take on a territory or a role at one of the locations. And then on top of that, we also have our typical operations. So marketing, finance, production research is another one as well. So we have several opportunities no matter where you're at in your collegiate career. So we're super excited. I think Kayla and I were ready to really kick off this season, have a successful career fair, hopefully meet all of you in a virtual setting here over the next couple of weeks.
Well, great. Clayton, Kayla, thank you both very much. And thank you to all of you for listening to this podcast.